This is 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Sarah D'Elia. This past Saturday was TEDx Birmingham. The event featured 15 local speakers who came together with one goal: to help attendees rediscover the magic of Birmingham through new ideas on how to tackle issues in the Magic City. WBHM's program director, Michael Crowell, was there, and he joins us now to share his experience at TEDx Birmingham. Thanks for being here, Michael.
Thanks, Sarah. Good afternoon. Great to be with you.
Good afternoon. So what exactly, let's start off with defining what TED is for folks that may not be aware.
Sure. TED is a nonprofit organization, and it's devoted to what they call ideas worth spreading. It was started about 30 years ago in California, and it's now this international really phenomenon with all different kinds of initiatives.
And UAB played a role in the event. Tell me a little bit about that.
Sure. The event was really spearheaded by acclaimed UAB archaeologist Dr. Sarah Parkak, herself a former speaker at a TED conference in 2012. She was instrumental in helping launch TEDx Birmingham, the X meaning an independently organized TED event. And this happened at UAB's Alice Stevens Center, and the theme was Rediscover the Magic.
And unfortunately, we don't have time to talk about all 15 speakers, but tell me some of your favorites.
Sure. I think the highlight for many was a talk given by Victoria Hollis. She's with the Birmingham Education Foundation. She really electrified the audience, telling them that for the success and health of Birmingham, we all have to assume a collective responsibility and help change the school system. She said, we often see these signs that say, you know, buy local. And she really challenged the audience to educate local. She suggested people actually take the time to walk inside a Birmingham City school and learn what they can contribute. You could really feel her passion was very evident in every word she was saying. She said, our city can't reach its full potential if the ones who inherit it don't reach theirs. And she also said, we need to stop seeing students in urban school districts as throwaways compared to those in affluent areas. It was very powerful, and the audience gave her an instant standing ovation.
Any others that were notable to you?
Sure. Well, Glennie Brock spoke as well. She's the volunteer coordinator for the Lyric Theater restoration, and she gave a fascinating history not only of just the theater, but her talk really reminded people that preserving history is important. At one time, there was 27 theaters in downtown Birmingham. Mm-hmm. She, of course, mentioned Terminal Station, which was demolished in 1969, and said that at that time, there wasn't much public outcry. And she gave a rather sobering assessment that Birmingham preferred to lose things and mourn the loss rather than to hold on to them. And she mentioned how the same fate almost happened to the Alabama Theater as well.
What were your personal takeaways from the event?
There were a couple of takeaways that several speakers sort of had this recurring theme with, is take risks, make mistakes. It's okay to fail. If there are no setbacks, you're probably not working hard enough. That was a very interesting takeaway as well. It was broken down into three sessions. The first one was mystify. The idea is that ideas have the power to mystify. The second was evoke. Words have the power to evoke. And the third one was transform. The idea being that only actions have the power to transform. And I just want to hit on also one other thing. Michelle Foreman is director of media studies here at UAB. She was a speaker as well, and she posed some really interesting questions. What kind of stories are we telling here in Birmingham? What kind of stories are we making for ourselves? And more importantly, how do we turn those stories into action, particularly when Birmingham is poised for, you know, economic growth and development? The city is now increasingly seen as an up-and-coming place. And really the key question is here, how do we want our leaders to incorporate these stories into, for example, say, a new public building or a new park? And that was very interesting to hear.
Well, it's wonderful that we had TEDx Birmingham in our city, but what about the next steps? Where do we go from here after having all this great energy created?
Sure. There was this, what they were calling a commitment wall, and participants were encouraged to fill out these slips of paper that said, over the next year, I will help others rediscover the magic in Birmingham by, and you filled out what you thought was important. And they ranged from someone saying, like, I will use all my God-given talent to help assure that we have a good school system, to things such as, you know, I'll just be an advocate for Birmingham and show any visitor to Birmingham something new and fun and different. So, but there was a whole wall full of these, as you can imagine, with all different kinds of ideas.
How can people find out more about TEDx Birmingham?
Well, all the speakers' talks will eventually be online in a few weeks at TEDxBirmingham.org. Again, that address, TEDxBirmingham.org. And we should also point out that the TED Radio Hour does air on WBHM. Now, this is a sort of a culling of programs from the national TED stage, and you can hear that Saturdays at 11 o'clock and Sundays at 6 p.m. So again, just to be clear here, there's TEDxBirmingham.org, and that was the local TED conference that went on. And those TED speeches will be on their website in a few weeks, they said. And the TED Radio Hour on WBHM is heard Saturdays at 11 o'clock and Sundays at 6 p.m. And that is sort of a compilation of some of the national TED speakers.
Michael, we have just about a minute left before we're getting back to All Things Considered, but any other takeaways or notable speakers you'd like to share with our listeners?
Well, you know, it was just kind of just great just to be there in front of a whole bunch of creative people, and everyone just kind of sat and just let all these ideas wash over them. It was almost just a little bit too much to take and at one time, but it was also just very powerful to be in a room with a bunch of highly creative innovators and thinkers.
Well, Michael, thank you so much for sharing your experience.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.